Yeah, we back, baby. Taking it back to college.
Oh boy.
We there are Rutgers. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Woo! Yeah. Shout out Rutgers. Shout out Silly P.
Okay.
Yeah.
Willie P.
That's a Willie P, man.
Loves you now.
Yeah. Shout out your school. We're loud and we're proud. Yeah. And we're brought to you by the colleges of the United States of America and representing the oldest university in New Jersey, the birthplace of college football, Rutgers University. It's your boy, Mally K. That's MALIII_K. Hey. Why? You already know the vibes. And representing William Patterson.
Nah, you did not just do that. That's
crazy. Hey, man. I don't know what he's talking about, but, you know, William Patterson, Willie P, as they say. It is your boy, Will with the visuals. I am Will_visuals. One more time. I am Will_visuals. And we got another native.
Another alumni.
I'm outnumbered. William Patterson.
Clearly outnumbered.
What you talking about?
Outnumbered. It's your boy, Jason Jordan.
That just
follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Check me out. Let's get it.
Yeah, shout out Silly P in the building. Is there a reason why they call you guys Silly P? I'm just asking. No, because I heard that from somebody else.
What are you doing? You drinking over there?
Like, dude, while we're rolling, the unprofessionalism is insane.
Look, Will, Malcolm went to William Patterson one time.
Two times.
No, it was once.
Two.
When was the second?
One was to drop you off, and then the other one, you took me on a tour through your apartment. They were both awful.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the second time. Mm-hmm. I remember the first time.
No, because
you're like, I'm never coming back.
No, because the second time, I remember I wrote on one of the boards that you guys had in the hallway.
Right, that was the first time.
No, that was the second time. The first time, I didn't even get out the car because, like, ew.
Oh, my God, sir.
Ew.
So judgmental.
And then the second time, I wrote something on the board, like.
You got the nerve to say ill. Rutgers.
At least people know where we are. Like, That's what are you true. Talking about?
Well, people know William Patterson. They got billboards out here.
Where?
We passed plenty of them.
Never once in
we
my
life.
We got
billboards in Wayne.
Do they say silly people? Where Wayne?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
gosh.
Wayne.
Wayne?
And Wayne, yeah.
Yeah, no. Sorry, can't do it.
Say it like that, Wayne.
Wayne?
Well, since William Patterson is so great, why don't you guys tell me what your favorite memory from William Patterson is, huh? Since it's so great. Ooh. Let me know. Let me know, William Patterson alumni.
Okay.
We got so many great stories, man. Actually, I got a great story. Let's talk about the first time I went to my first college party at William Patterson University.
Oh, boy.
This was at a football house.
You guys have parties at William Patterson.
Oh, yeah. We have some parties.
They'll be there.
Yeah, you know. So it was a party first for freshmen that first got there, you know. I was a freshman at the time.
Sure, was it more of a get-together?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it definitely wasn't. So when we got there... We walked over, you know, it wasn't too far from the school. We got there to the football house, you know. Some people might remember the football house. If you don't, then you probably wasn't there long enough. But that's besides the point. So we got there, you know.
There's no more football house?
Well, as far as I know, some people don't know where that was at all.
Oh, wow.
Or that it existed because they didn't know the university existed. Continue.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Continue.
Anyway, I mean, it's crazy how, you know, the person... With the Rutgers, you know, it's three of them. You know, we can't even know which one he's a part of.
You know which one I'm a part of. You don't even got to ask that question. You already know which one. The only one.
Oh, the only one. Oh,
yeah. We don't talk about Camden or Newark, dude.
That's crazy. He has to specify.
You know why? Not to interrupt your story, but when you say you go to Rutgers, you say, I go to Rutgers. When you say you go to Rutgers, Newark, you say, I go to Rutgers, Newark. Or I go to Rutgers, Camden.
That's true.
I say, I go to Rutgers.
I see.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
Rutgers.
Continue.
Okay, okay.
But go ahead. Continue.
Big dog Rutgers over here. Okay. Academics and all that. Yeah. Great time.
Rutgers Rah.
Okay. All right. I hear you.
So what happened at this party, man?
So we got to the party. When we first walked up, you know, the people were like, it's going to be a $20 amount that you're going to have to pay.
$20?
I was like, I'm not paying that. I looked at him and I looked at the person that I came with. I said, hey man, I rock with y'all, but I'm not paying 20. He was like, yo, if you pay 10, I'll pay the other 10. I was like, that's better than 20, so I'll do that. yeah, so we went inside. We went to this party. As soon as we get in there, it's real hot, real sticky in there.
Yes.
It's very, very, the floor was just sticky. It was hot, shoulder to shoulder. Beer pong was happening.
Were you in the
somewhere
basement?
In the middle. It was in the basement.
In the basement. Okay.
It was in the basement.
That was the same. I was the same pot. Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah. So out of nowhere, there was some random beer pong table happening, and somehow someone knocked it over. We was just watching, dang, like, wow, this is getting crazy. Yeah.
Freshman experience.
Could you see down there? Because I couldn't see anything.
I could see, but I could barely see due to all the fog and haze from smoke
for
happening.
Real, for real.
So you barely seeing what's happening. I will say though, during this experience, there was a guy that I know. I'm not gonna say his name because
Boy.
I don't want to put him out there.
Yeah, I got you.
But he was dancing with this young lady, and this young lady was backing it up on him.
Okay.
And he didn't know how to control what was happening. So in the middle of him backing it up,
he couldn't
hold
the
himself
motion
up. So let's say from where we are right now, he is where Mally is.
Okay.
And the wall is over here.
Nah.
She pushed him from here
no
to the wall and had him sitting there on the wall like this.
Oh,
that's
nah.
That's honestly the best. Nah. That's honestly the best thing though. Cause I'd be like, yo, thank God, I have some support now. I'd be like, thank you, God, for letting her do this. Because I do that.
She backed him up.
Oh, yeah, she backed him all the way up. We sat there. We was like, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, college.
What
experience? That was your first experience.
That was my first experience. And then the cops came. And then
good old police officer.
Oh yeah, good old police.
At the same party. That's crazy.
Yeah. Then the police came and they was just trying to shut things down.
Yeah.
Like, everybody got scared.
I probably was, but I was with another group of friends.
Yeah. So they probably people got scared. They didn't know like where to go. So people thought that the cops was gonna like arrest people. So they tried to like run or walk through like bushes. This girl was like leading the line, and she was getting hit with like thorns, and she was like, ah,
damn.
And hey, I heard that from a distance.
And
he's
like, I don't want to go there.
Oh, no, I'm going to just walk the regular way right past these cops.
Got to be more careful.
Oh, my gosh. The journeys you went on in college is crazy.
But, yeah, so the cops just looked at us and said, all right, man, go ahead, go home. I was like, oh, okay, cool, no problem.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was campus police, right?
Yeah,
like,
it was campus police. It was nothing too crazy.
They not real cops.
No, hey. But, yeah, I ended up working with them later on throughout the
Were you campus year. Police?
I was the student version, safety patrol.
Safety patrol, yeah. That's what I was trying to. Don't do that. Yo, Malcolm is funny, bro. All right, so look, my first crazy experience, party experience.
This guy.
He can't help himself. Look, give him a minute.
He almost done. Do we just get started?
Give him a minute.
Continue.
You so annoying.
Safety patrol,
man.
There was a lot of y'all though.
It was a gang of us.
Yeah, there was
y'all
a lot of y'all.
Y'all rolled squad deep.
Yeah, we had the car and everything.
You had the sash.
Oh no, we didn't have the sash.
It was like jackets or something.
It was just jackets.
I was safety patrol too.
Oh word.
In elementary school.
I heard that. Oh, hall gosh. Monitor?
Nah, just safety patrol. Oh, they gave you the little yellow sash.
Oh.
I was captain. Oh. It was like
you
the
was
green
captain.
One. It was the green one, and then you got the
neon
one.
Green one and the orange
one. The orange
captains.
One, right.
Oh.
Yeah, they
had that. I had the orange
tier system.
Oh, I didn't know it was a tier system.
You walk in with that orange one, you acted a little different.
Yo, you was the man, bro.
You walking with that orange one. You ain't taking no shit from nobody.
My boy was looking at me. I said, "Say one word. I dare you."
Yeah, I'm gonna write you up right now.
Write you up right now.
Say, "Yeah, get in line.
Get in line right
before
now."
Before I put you in line,
I am the captain now.
He said, "In high order. High order. Go ahead."
Nah, shout out everybody that's in the safety patrol, man.
Shout out them. You know, they work hard.
You funny. But yeah, my first crazy experience at Willie P.
Okay.
Was I got invited to DJ, because that's when I was trying to be a DJ.
Oh.
And I didn't have DJ speakers. I had little studio monitors. And I thought, I'm like, it's a dorm room. I can fill the room with that. Cool. So I got there, and I barely knew the guy.
This is pre-sound engineer, Jason.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So I was DJing in the corner by the AC window right behind me. Foggy window, of course, because it's hot in there, and it's a small dorm. I think it was in the apartments, actually.
Dorm?
It was in the apartments, I believe. Yeah, it was in the apartments. And so people turn up. Now, mind you, I'm from the suburbs. Okay. I'm from the suburbs. A lot of WP people are, how do I say it, from the hood.
Okay.
Okay. So my music selection.
What do you mean by that?
They're from the rough parts.
Okay. Rough parts.
Like what?
Like Newark rough parts? Like,
you know.
What's rough about it?
They got people from Irvington and Camden.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little rough.
Yeah, they got Camden, so, Newark.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And again, I'm from the suburbs, so I played my music selection. Mm. You know, a little Chris Brown, Kid Ink was big at that time, okay. DJ Mustard, all that song, right? People were like booing me because they were like, nah, nah, play that Chief Keef, da da da. I was looking at my catalog, I ain't got that. So I was like trying to scramble, play hood me. I'm like, I don't have hood music. And so the girls are trying to like defend me, whatever. They, my speakers overheated. It went out. It was a bad experience for me.
Damn.
And then the cops raided, and then come to find out, they were doing hard drugs by the kitchen table. I didn't know because I'm focusing on trying to survive.
The music, yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so,
And from that moment forward, you never used studio monitors again, huh?
Absolutely not, man. Those things were not good for me. But learning lesson. But the cops raided.
Learn your lesson. Now we got JBLs.
Yeah, exactly, my man. And so, what's his name? They grabbed all the stuff, all the table. They were like scrambling. And I'm like, what's going on over there? And so the cops are raiding. Mind you, now I'm by myself in the room. It's not my room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm by myself. Cops raid. They come in, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting packing up my stuff slowly. And they're like, is this your room? I'm like, nah, I'm just a DJ, dog. And they're like oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're good. And I'm like, yeah, let me get out of here. In my mind, I'm like, yo, I just saw some hard drugs. Let me get out of here so they don't pin this stuff on me.
They were like,
you black man?
They
were like, huh?
Not looking good for me.
Studio monitors, huh?
Like, amateur.
You sure you're the DJ?
Amateur. I have my turntable so I can just show them like I'm the DJ. But yeah, that's my craziest party experience. Well, besides the parties that I attended to at Rutgers with the man himself.
Never been to a party in my entire college career. Well, not one.
I saw you.
So you saw me? There's videos of me. There's videos of me. I can't even lie.
I was about to say this.
First and foremost.
You had the whole story.
Does Will know about the video?
No, that's the story I'm going to tell. First and foremost. And then I'm allow you guys in post edit to put the video in post edit.
Absolutely.
I will allow you guys to do that. Okay.
Absolutely.
But first, before I tell that story, let me give a quick shout out to East Stroudsburg University because I am a fraud. I went there first. I am not a full Rutgers Scarlet Knight. I'm a Rutgers Scarlet. I didn't get the knight. Went there for 3 years. Shout out to the East Stroudsburg Warriors. I went there first. And those college parties, I will say, were the exact as y'all's. In some random house, in some random basement.
Yeah.
Paid fives to get in. Wore a backpack full of beer. That's why I didn't have to work my way to the bar area.
Oh, smart.
And yeah, that's East Stroudsburg. But
Chained it up.
Transferred to Rutgers. Oh. Came to my senses. Transferred to Rutgers my sophomore year. My craziest Rutgers story is—it's actually not that crazy, Will.
All right.
So, as you might know, if you're not in a frat at Rutgers, you're not getting in attending parties.
Yeah.
Shout out to me. I joined a frat. Shout out to all my brothers. If y'all watch this, hope you do watch it. If you don't,
<That's tough. laughs> come on, dog. That's tough.
Yeah. There was one Christmas we had a Christmas theme. Party at our house, and it was invite only, so we each invited a date, and we would have like this Christmas theme party. We had Christmas theme drinks, spiked eggnog, apple cinnamon, like sugar drinks and shit. So I got a big old bottle of like this Christmas style Ciroc. It was Christmas themed, right? And then I got the good old handy dandy Minute Maid Tropical Punch.
Fire.
And all I know was the mixture between the Ciroc and the Tropical Punch. I definitely put a little bit too much Tropical Punch or Ciroc in the Tropical Punch. That's all I know. Because I kept asking people to taste. I said, yo, can you taste this? Can you taste this? Is it strong? They said, nah, it tastes good. I said, then I got to put more in there.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That was the pregame. I didn't even get to the flavored drinks. So all I remember is waking up the next morning. I don't remember anything else from that night. I wake up in the morning, everybody's texting me. They're like, yo, Mally, are you good? Malcolm, what happened? Are you good? Are you okay?
Like,
wait, did you make it back to your dorm?
Yeah, shout out to Dom. Dom That's got
funny.
Me back.
That's funny.
Dom got me back to my dorm. Dom got me back to my dorm. Shout out, man. Dom. And yeah, so I'm waking up and I'm like, what are they talking about? Because I know I fell down the stairs. Because also shout out to Dom. Dom threw me down the stairs. Shout out you, Dom. So like, you got me home safe.
I fell somebody down the stairs, man.
You call almost killed me.
For real. Come on, man.
But yeah, so I'm like trying to figure out what people are talking about. Like, I fell, like, yeah, I fell, but nobody was around to see it. So how do you guys know that? Unless Dom told everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I go and I'm getting videos of me in the kitchen of the house dancing. And I'm like, okay, what is this video?
I must go.
And then
off.
All I see is I'm dancing, I'm having a good time, and boom, I fall forward and land on my back.
But it was so sudden. Like,
I fall straight forward. Like, you wouldn't even expect it. It happens so fast. I fall straight forward and land right on my back.
And roll clip.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And roll clip. Like, and literally, the way that I fell made no sense on how I ended up on my back.
No sense.
That video gets posted on all these Rutgers pages. I go mini viral.
Yeah.
It's actually ridiculous. Like, I'll show you the video after this. Actually quite ridiculous.
Wow. Not even viral.
So after that day, that was actually the last day that I drank Ciroc, which is ironic because I have a bottle of Ciroc upstairs. It's not opened.
It's just there.
And that was the last day that I made like a strong mixed drink. And that was the last day I ever blacked out too. Because I had no idea what people were talking about. I go to the pages on Rutgers and they're like, oh my god, who is this? And I'm just like, yeah, who is this guy? Like, then I got all my fraternity brothers, yo, that's Mally K, that's Mally K, that's Mally K, that's Mally K. I'm like y'all some hoes. Like, y'all some hoes. That's my craziest Rutgers story. And jeez, to this day I get sent that video all the time, be like, Malcolm, remember this? How can I forget? I did it. How could I forget? I did it. But I was so blacked out I don't even remember doing it.
Crazy. Damn. Bro, did you feel the pain in the morning at all?
I had a concussion.
Oh my god. Oh, damn. Was that from the stairs or from the fall?
Nah, they said they Dom god. Said that I fell down the stairs and rolled perfectly where I didn't break my neck. Like, I did the perfect roll.
That's scary.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow.
God said, not today.
I need you.
I need you to tell this story on the podcast. Yeah. Six years from now, I need you to tell this exact story.
I got bigger plans for you.
But yeah, that shit was crazy. But yeah, I had a concussion from hitting my head in the kitchen.
Sheesh, man.
Wow.
That was a bad night.
You landed on that sticky floor?
Ew. Well, it wasn't sticky yet. It was slippery. Ew. That's how I fell. Damn. It was slippery. Afterwards, when it dries, that's when it's sticky.
But you were in a pledge at that time, right?
No. I was a full brother. This had to be like before.
Sophomore? I mean, junior?
This had to be when I was like 21, I would say. I want to say I was 21. This had to be like junior year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. I just remember how sticky that floor was.
Oh, yeah. The floor of a frat house is always sticky. Like, you will never see a
nasty,
clean
like
frat house. You will never see a clean frat house. And I remember some people that used to walk around barefoot in it.
Ew.
And I'd be like, yeah, you have lost mud, dirt,
alcohol,
spit, throw up, all mixed together in a little old nice mess on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Nice little thin
and
layer.
You're walking barefoot on it.
Yeah.
Like, have you lost your marbles?
A little thin layer of gook.
Yeah, all that cigarette buds and stuff.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, everything's
ashes,
just
ashes, everything
just gross. And that's every frat house in America. Mm-hmm. Like, literally.
That's true.
Even when they have a cleaning service, like the ones down south, the bigger ones, they have like a cleaning service.
Really?
Still disgusting. Yeah. You know how expensive it is to be in a frat down south?
I know that.
It's gross.
I know that.
It's like $3,000 to $4,000 a semester. Shit's gross. Yeah.
To be a part of a frat.
Yeah, like the big schools like Alabama,
jeez,
Florida, like the southern schools.
I mean, it's kind of worth it over
Georgia.
There, those are big party schools.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Would I do it all over again? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Next time I'm going to not do the Mally shuffle. I'm just going to
the Mally Shuffle. That's what got
that's
you.
That's what I was doing.
That's what took you out.
Because remember, I did that shit at the wedding gig that we did, and we were walking out, and I tried to dance, and I slipped as we were going out the door.
Yeah.
And then again in Miami, I slipped as we were going in the elevator.
Man. Let it go. Stop the dance move. Just let it go.
That dance move is gone. I can't do it anymore.
Just let it go.
So that's older. That's one thing that I learned in college. Don't do that shit.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my question for y'all. What's one valuable thing that you guys learned in college? Skill? Idea?
Networking. I would say like networking is probably the most valuable lesson I learned. And finessing. I think life is life is about how you finesse it. There used to be nights where I didn't know if I was gonna sleep and I had to get an essay or an exam or whatever. And then meals. Sometimes you just loan money, so you gotta get that struggle meal. Which I was about to ask you, like, what's your struggle meal?
Never had one because I had a meal plan.
Nah, but like, did you ever run out? Because we had meal swipes and you run out of those quick.
Nah, my mom always bought the most meal swipes, so I didn't run out.
Ah, okay. Well, lucky
you. She said, you better use that damn dining hall.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
But our dining hall wasn't, I thought it was trash.
Well, you guys probably only had one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had four. So,
ain't that nice?
Yeah, oh, I had four. God. I had four dining halls. So I had Livy, College Ave, Bush, and Cook. So
when's the latest state open?
They close around like 8 or 9.
Okay.
And then they had like the after,
like late night.
Yeah.
Okay. When is that state open? Because we had late nights.
Like maybe to like 11 or 12 ish.
Yeah, that's about right.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, but
ours was trash, man.
Really?
Because we had that time where like everybody thought they put laxatives in the stuff. Everybody was going through it.
Oh, that was us too. We like to make you go to the bathroom. Yeah.
But it was like we would have certain foods that didn't make sense, and the fact that it didn't make sense, it made it on like the Willie P confession.
It did. That's
so
right.
They decided one day randomly that they was like, you know what? What if we have pizza and make it like a regular pizza, but put chocolate chips on top?
I forgot about that.
I was like, why did you put chocolate chips on top of
pizza? What was the meal
pizza
that went viral? Because it was a meal that actually went viral.
What the hell is wrong with y'all's school?
I don't know what was going on.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. There was one time I walked in and I saw they had like peanut butter and jellies with like grapes in it. I was like,
yes,
grapes
that's
inside
right. Yeah,
of
that's
it.
Right. I remember that.
I was like, yeah, y'all getting
take
crazy.
Me back.
I'm like, someone is clearly yeah. high while they're making all these foods.
Diabolical. Just, what are y'all doing back there?
Said,
but I will say,
they
though.
Said, I hate my job. Let's get creative.
I will say, though. If anybody that went to William Patterson that got the chance to experience this young lady, her name is Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly?
I don't know Miss Kelly.
Oh, see? Miss Kelly used to bless us.
I don't know Miss Kelly.
She would bless us at the dining hall. If you ever went to the dining hall, you had Miss Kelly, she was doing you right. But anyone else?
So y'all didn't have like the burger station, the pasta line,
the
stir fry line?
We did have the burger station, the pasta line. But
like where they make your burger from scratch?
But the burger section was like always packed.
Oh, yeah. Every time that you would go to the burger section, it was at least 20 people already there.
Yeah.
And they're waiting for the patties to just come out.
So that's the best thing that was there.
Yeah.
So they was so like you guys had like the kiosk screen and you just press what you want, right?
Nah, you asked.
No.
Oh, yeah, see, like you go to our dining hall, they have like the kiosk station.
Right,
there's
like three or four of them, Johns.
Yeah, we
there's
don't
like
have
three or four
that.
Of them Johns. But yeah. I was on College Ave and I had the worst dining hall. So my good food was the stir fry line and the pasta line.
Oh.
So you guys didn't have that?
Well, no, we have the what's the
You guys didn't
the
have
center, the center, the food court.
Yeah.
Like that was good, but that closed at what? That closed early.
You guys didn't have King Neptune night?
Seven.
What?
King Neptune night was all seafood, lobster, crab, shrimp.
Yeah, there has been a night when it was like that, but that's not like an every week.
Said
a
night.
Yeah, that was like a there would be like a multicultural night where it was like
yeah, that's true.
What is it? Hispanic Heritage Month where they would start doing that for a night. But that wasn't a thing
I'm
that happened all the time.
We struggled.
And then you guys, and then I'm guessing you guys didn't have like the student center stores.
No, we did.
But
the student center had the food court. That was the good food.
We had like Woody's. We go to Woody's and it's literally like a mini grocery store.
But could you use your meal?
Yes. My meal swipes, yes. Then there was something, there's like, you guys said they put laxatives in the food. There was something about like the grilled chicken that they served at College Ave's dining hall, uh-huh, that a girl with a flat ass eats like two pieces of grilled chicken. You see her the next day, her ass is ginormous. We almost wrote a whole dissertation.
A paper.
We almost wrote a whole dissertation about the Brower fry or Brower grilled chicken. Because literally, if you're a gym head or like you're trying to bulk, all you would get was grilled chicken and a veggie or like a protein or a side.
And it will work.
She goes in, has two pieces of grilled chicken. I see her the next day. I'm like,
golly, you didn't have that before.
What you doing over there with all that ass? Double cheat up on the Thursday afternoon. Where the fuck she get that from? You be walking, you be like,
yeah. Y'all see that?
I'll be like, well, great googly moogly.
Oh, my God.
That thing is juicy. You know what I'm saying? It was insane. Like there was all these different theories about the Brower grilled chicken. Like, that's crazy. I wonder if it's still a thing. Like you never know.
That is funny, bro.
I feel like deep down, when you said that story, I really feel like you really wanted the full load of that one.
And I'm tired of just getting a taste, Will. I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you said it. I'm tired of just getting a taste, Will.
I know.
You want the full load, Jason. Come on. Tired of getting a taste. But that's crazy. So, piggyback off what you said. You said finessing. I think one thing I learned in college was to cheat. And I don't mean like cheat on your like exams or like cheat on like your girlfriend.
I mean,
find your shortcuts, find your advantages, like cheat. Like, I guess cheating and finessing kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I would say.
But I'm like, don't buy the book. Find somebody else that buys the book and be friends with them.
That's what I do.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's always an easier way.
Find the classes that say, you can come whenever you want.
You
know what I'm saying?
Find the classes that said textbook is optional.
Optional. That's right. That's right.
Because renting and buying books, scam.
Oh, completely.
Scam.
Well, I never bought the book before I went to the class. I went to the class first.
You always go to the class first.
Because they always say, oh, yeah, we probably use like two pages of that. And I'm like,
them big ass books.
For $600.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on. I mean, to get on to what you were saying involving finessing. That's a very valid point. And I used to do the same thing. What I used to do, I would usually have someone that would know that we were in the same major. And I would just talk to them and be like, oh, what class are you taking next year?
You can take this
class? Okay, cool. And then we'll switch off on like what book. So like if they get in one book, I'll get the other one. Mm-hmm. Then we'll both go to the library.
Me and my fraternity brothers that were in the same IT classes, we took the classes together. Mm. We did the homework together.
Come on now.
We finessed and cheated together. Like,
together.
Like when they give you a take home test, use Google. What are you doing?
Nowadays, people have ChatGPT. I would have
exactly.
Loved
you got ChatGPT. You don't even got it. You don't even got to do work. You just got to type the prompt.
I would have loved it. Oh.
You know how many 1159s I would have made? You know how many 1159 deadlines I would have made had I got ChatGPT?
1159, that's right.
Yeah. Blackboard? Come on.
Blackboard.
Like Quizlet?
Quizlet, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did y'all use Blackboard?
Mm-mm.
What did y'all use for like assignments and stuff?
We had, I think it's called Handshake now, but it was something else when I was there. But I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Like you would go in there and then you could see other people's responses had to respond to like three people.
Yeah, exactly. You had to respond to three people.
Yep. So annoying.
All before 1159.
So stupid.
So annoying.
And
we're all saying the same thing.
And my professors would be like, yeah, like
we're just repeating it in different languages.
It's like I thought the prompt was engaging, enlightening, and it helped me understand exactly what they were talking about.
Let me piggyback off what Malcolm said. Right. I think it was also engaging and exciting. And I really liked the way how they used that one part of the section and just pieced it all together. It was great. I love it.
Yeah, and I agree with Will and Malcolm when they said lightning engaging. Yeah, we're all saying the same thing.
Your professor is looking at you. Yeah. Will, Malcolm, Jason, come here.
Come here. Come here.
What the fuck is this? What is this?
That's funny.
What is this? Yo, did y'all do this funny. together? professor, you said to respond.
You did not specify.
Literally, you know how bad it was? I forgot. Like one day in my it was a game design class I took. Uh-huh. I forgot that I had to give a whole presentation that day. Ooh. I was fourth. I did my presentation I was sitting watching the other people's. I literally did a presentation on 2K.
Facts.
2K and Xbox. Yeah. I had I went to Xbox.com. I had a screenshot of me playing with other people. Oh my God. The Xbox community is mad toxic. Yeah, we'd be playing 2K. I played 2K with my friends, as you can see. I did that shit in 10 minutes. You know how crazy you got to be in college?
You felt good, though. That's what I'm saying. You felt good when you did that.
You feel accomplished when you get these things done. You know what I'm saying?
It's always the exams that you like, that you barely try and you just be acing them.
And then the ones that you study for. And the ones you actually study for, you fail.
I do not miss school, bro. I don't miss school.
So on that topic, what is like one of the most nerve-wracking classes that you ever took? Ooh. Like while in college?
Physics. I would say probably database management.
What?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I read hieroglyphics.
Is that really what you did?
Pretty much. I'm looking at a whole bunch of coding and shit. Like, I'm like
the whole class.
The whole class. I'm like, I look over to my boy Menzano. I'm like, I'm gonna fail this class.
I'm throwing it.
I was like, hey dog, I ain't gonna hold you, dude. We might not make it through this semester.
That's how you know it's real when you look at your friend like, I don't know, dog. Like, we've made it through some stuff. But this one?
I graduated with a 3.7 GPA, that's the class I got a D in.
Dang.
And what's funny is, I didn't get that grade back until I was in Atlantic City partying for my graduation. I got the grade back and I was like, oh my God, I'm not graduating. What's going to happen to my job at J&J? Oh my God, I'm not graduating. And then I woke up the next morning. I emailed the professor. I said, is there anything I could do to get this up to a C? He said, you can take summer classes. I said, okay, fuck you.
Absolutely not.
And then I looked in my credits and I actually had more credits than I actually needed to graduate.
Nice, nice.
So I emailed the professor again and said, yeah, nigga. I looked at the professor. I said, yeah, nigga. Like,
you did not see that.
I said, what you finna do, nigga? You can't do shit.
Oh,
I was like,
gosh.
Looked at the professor. I was like,
with the Casamigo in his hand.
Yeah, right. Oh. Using the AC, like, going crazy.
With the white girl behind them.
Ah! Yeah.
Yeah, Malcolm.
Nah, that's funny.
Went insane. That shit was funny.
So you took no summer classes at all?
Nah. Never. Why would I do that? I like my summer.
Yeah,
I had to work.
So wait, Jason, what was your hardest or nerve-wracking class?
It was physics. Because the lady, I didn't understand a word she said.
You took physics?
Yeah, I had to.
And sound?
Yeah. Yeah, physics.
Why?
Sound waves.
Oh.
Yeah. So you had to like study all that. It was just, I hated it. I couldn't understand a word she said.
Oh.
At all. I could not understand a word she said.
So you're a physics major?
Absolutely not. I took one physics class. I took one. It was a prereq. So I had to, not a prereq. It was just a requirement. It was that in algebra because it was a night class. And that was the first class I took a monster and my heart was pounding.
How can you find the acceleration in time of a car that moving from?
Don't do that. Nope.
No.
I'm telling you what. Nope. It's 2024, Malcolm. I graduated in 2020. COVID year.
You're old.
COVID year. Had a bad graduate. Did you graduate 2020?
No, I did. 2020.
Yeah, man. We had the same graduation.
Yeah, we was at the same.
Hey, that was trash, man, wasn't it?
It was trash.
Damn, y'all COVID
grads.
That was during COVID.
Yeah, it was bad, man. Trash. We were all spaced out.
Shout out to all the COVID students. Like, I don't envy you. I had a nice graduation.
You did.
Great. So yeah, back, let me get back to
the stadium. I was in the stadium.
Yeah.
I'm here spaced out in a mask.
Had a great time.
I hate you. Yeah. I hate you. I should have went to Rutgers, man. I hate you so much, bro.
That's crazy. Let me get to my class. So I took two. That was very nerve-wracking.
Okay.
First one, my freshman year, I took art history. I don't know why they signed me up for art history.
What was your major? Major.
Sounds horrible.
Media production. Had nothing to do with art history.
Art history?
Yeah, art history. So I had to learn pillars, like Doric pillars. I had to learn whatever was in the picture. We had to know everything that was in the picture.
Oh, nah.
That was our midterm, and that was our final.
Oh, nah.
You would have seen you know how fast you would have seen me walk out of that class?
Hey, our I sat there crazy. Every time being like, what is he saying? The whole time.
What did you end up as a grade? Like,
oh, it was bad. Yeah. It was a fail. And I cheated on the final, and I still failed. It was so bad.
Oh, I failed.
Oh, yeah, I failed. I got to
the
final.
Did you retake it? You didn't have to retake it?
No.
Dang, but your credits.
Oh, yeah, yeah it did. It hit me.
Took an L with that.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man.
But that final was pretty crazy. I walked in there. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to fail. So I sat down. Uh-huh. I got prepared. And I was like, you know what? I might could pull out something. I could try to do something.
Uh-huh.
So I'm starting to like look at my phone, starting to see what I could do.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was one of those tables that's like this, that lifts up a little bit. So you can't really see if the phone is sitting there.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm working on my thing.
Uh-huh.
How you down cheating, my Phil? Phone.
Let me get to it.
Now you got the test taken away from it. That's what happened.
The test didn't get taken away. Oh, so boy, I sat there. I was looking at the, like I said, it's just a picture. There's no words. There's just a picture. You have to write everything that you see in this
picture.
I'm like, okay, I don't know anything on this picture. But I wrote down some notes of what I know a little bit. So I'm writing down a little bit. I'm writing down, and I'm looking down my phone.
Okay.
I'm watching the teacher slowly walk over to my area.
Okay.
And I'm watching him. And now, you know, all great people know, if you're starting to write and you see people getting close, you'd be like,
yeah.
Stop for a second.
You start feeling, let me see what else is... okay.
Stretch it.
Yeah, so I start back writing, blocking in. I see that they're getting closer, like they're starting to come up the stairs. As they come up the stairs, I'm like, phone going to the lap, because I don't know where he coming to stop
at. Right.
So I put my phone in my lap, and then I just sat there, and I'm still trying to, now I'm just fake writing, because I know I don't got nothing else to write, because my phone not there.
Like, Professor walk up to you, like, nigga, you not writing nothing.
What's SpongeBob making a tea?
And some of these. And some of these.
And some of these.
Oh, my gosh.
So now I'm sitting there, and the teacher walks up to me.
Okay.
And he stands behind me. And I'm thinking he's going to say something to me.
Uh-huh.
And he's just sitting there. And I'm still trying to, like, look down and, like, try to feel like.
So he sat behind you.
He didn't sit there. He just stood right there.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He just stood here. So I'm still, like. But I'm not looking up to see if he's looking at me, because once I look up, it's over.
It's over. It's about. So
I'm still looking down.
Okay.
You feel him.
I feel the heat right here on my right shoulder. I'm like, oh, it's over for me.
When you're running, you feel it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, in the back of your neck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I sat there, and then maybe a minute later, he walks up to the top one, because I was on the second to the top.
Okay.
He walks up to the top one. The person directly behind me was cheating. So he got right behind him and said, hey, man, let me get your test real quick. Yeah, so, don't worry about writing anything else down. Yeah, get done. So, yeah, just hand me that paper.
Hey, yo.
I was like, oh, boy.
Because that kid probably had to, like, retake the class. Right?
Oh, yeah, he had to, for sure. For sure. Man. For sure.
But you still failed.
But I still failed. Like I said, I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about the class.
After all that,
you still failed.
After
still
all
bombed.
That, still bombed.
It's like you ever be taking an exam and you just looking like to see if anybody else is gonna get up first and hand they test
really, it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Is anybody else struggling the way I'm struggling?
It's like you ever sit down in front of that test and you're just like
stressed. You wanna cry? Like,
what is this?
You said it was going to be on the syllabus. Nothing is on the syllabus.
We did not learn this.
It's like I took a test one time. And I was one of the first ones to finish. And I'm walking up like a dumbass. Yeah, like walking up. I'm like, damn, either I aced this shit or I fucking failed.
I missed the entire session.
Like a whole idiot. Looking like a whole idiot. That's crazy. Valley.
Well, my other class was stand-up comedy.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Class
I heard that
was very... Very nerve wracking.
Tell me a joke.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, it was very.
Wow.
It was very nerve wracking. It was very nerve wracking because the final was actually going to like Gotham, stand up comedy. Like,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, you had to perform at Gotham.
All
right.
So what happened? You got in front of people and
Oh yeah, I got in front of people and performed. That was your final. If you didn't do it, you would fail.
The professor's like, I didn't laugh not one time.
Yeah, get off the stage.
Go ahead and clock out.
Yeah, we need you to give me everything. Yeah, you don't need
Dang.
That.
Wait, so what happened? Like,
oh, I was nervous. I was nervous. It was nerve wracking. Right before it was my time to go, they was like, "Hey, you know you're next up, right?" I was like, "Okay, cool." And then 2 seconds later, I was like, I forgot all the material. I had to go downstairs. Damn. I went downstairs. I was like, let me lock in. Okay, cool.
Damn. Yeah.
You know what's funny? Well, you're a calm dude. So it's hard to gauge like how nervous you actually
are. Oh, yeah,
are.
Yeah.
Because he probably responded just like that. Oh, yeah, I'm good. Meanwhile, you sweating.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They walked up to you and they said, yo, you know you're next. And they gave you that the Sully meme. It's like,
I was like, ooh.
Hey, man.
So, yeah, I went up there, did some jokes.
They left?
They left, but it wasn't like, it wasn't what I was expecting.
Okay.
The crowd wasn't, you know, exactly who I thought it would be.
And the crowd goes mild.
Yeah, the crowd did go mild. The last joke, though, a lot of people liked the last joke just because it was more of a self-deprecation joke that everyone was like, you know, most people like that.
True.
So,
like dark humor?
Yeah, it was a dark humor. Yeah. And the best part was it was about black people, particularly black man. And the black man was standing, like, sitting right in front of me.
Was
it locked in.
Majority black audience? Or?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I looked right at the black man. And I was like, yeah, so this is going to be my last joke of the night, guys. Yeah. Just want to, yeah, so I'm just going to say it, you know. Just let's get that one. Just want to let you know, guys.
Are you bombing right now?
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, no. That's how I started. That's how
okay. It's at all. I was like, is this it?
No, that's how I started.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, I just want to let you know, guys. So I used to play a very important game with my dad back in the day. It was actually called hide and seek. So I played with him in May 22nd, 1998. That was the last time I actually saw him to play.
Oh, my God.
He's the best hide and seek player ever. So to this day, I still haven't found him, so he's doing a great job. That's my time, guys. Thank you.
You ended like that?
I did, for sure. Everyone laughed, including the black man.
Brother, this guy stinks!
tomato.
Get off the stage!
Get him off the stage!
Get the next guy in.
Nah, yeah, I mean, that takes a lot of gall to go up there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of courage.
I could never get on those stage and do that shit. Mm-mm.
No, you did TED Talk.
But I'm not funny.
Yeah, people laughing?
The TED Talk, yeah, people did laugh a little bit.
I think comedy's different because, like, people come to laugh. So they're, like, more critical, I guess.
Yeah, for the TED Talks, it was sad.
And then you hit it with funny.
Hi.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. Mm. I see.
So that's why that's why they made me last, because I lightened up the mood before everybody.
Which makes sense.
Went home.
Which makes sense.
Shout out me, I guess.
So let me ask this. What's the craziest thing you've seen happen during a campus party? Like the craziest thing you've seen? Max.
I don't know if I should reveal that. Like, I don't know if I should actually
just don't
talk.
Just don't say names.
I don't know if I should actually talk about that.
What happened?
Oh boy. There was one party I went to. It was a Dage.
Okay.
For those that don't know what
I was gonna say, you might want to explain that.
For those that don't know, a Dage is a day party, a day rage. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those are the best kinds of parties. Partying and drinking when the sun is out and it's warm. You be on the rooftop and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There's a lot of videos of me on roofs, Will. A lot of videos. If there's a roof, I'm getting on it. That's what it was.
Okay.
But just like you said, somebody flipped over the beer pong table, right?
Yeah,
so we were at this party. And I guess these two girl students were exotic dancers. Were scripples. Oh. So they stood up on a table. And I have a video of this too. They stood up on the table and they were like dancing for money. Right.
Okay.
So somebody thought it would be a good idea to get up on something higher.
Oh no.
And swanton bomb into the table and took all three of them out, bro.
What?
You ever see Jeff Hardy Swanton
bomb? Oh, yeah, I've seen Jeff Hardy.
You ever see Jeff Hardy Swanton bomb?
I'm sorry, what?
He literally.
No.
Flipped, hit the middle of the table. The table collapses. All three of them
fall. Did he knock them out?
No, they were fine. They were all intoxicated. They were all right.
Oh, my God.
It was actually a spectacle.
Alcohol, nothing.
It was actually kind of cool. If I play the video and I play that shit for you and I put it in slow motion, it was actually kind of cool.
You kind of landed that, homie.
I ain't gonna hold you. You kind of ate. You're bleeding.
You bleed, but you kind of ate.
I was going
for professional wrestling, dog. That was kind of nice, dog.
And then my second part is I literally witnessed somebody throw up on a girl and then make out with her.
Ew.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like, literally, he threw up. She was facing this way. He's facing, like, her back is to him.
Okay.
He throws up in her hair. She turns around and then they start kissing. I'm like,
hey, yo.
That's a wild
visual.
I was like,
you know what, Malcolm?
I think it's time for me to graduate. I think it's time for me to go. I think I've seen enough, Malcolm.
I believe you. I never forget this time that I think it's my second time going to a frat party. And
With me?
Yeah. It was at your frat.
Oh, shit. Oh.
And so, hear me out.
Was I a pledge?
Mind you, no. You were a brother at this time.
Oh, shit.
I think so. Yeah, you were a brother at this time. So, mind you, I'm used to the Willie P parties. You know what I'm saying? Being like, you know, trash, whatever. Now I'm in Rutgers. And I'm like, yo, this is kind of fire. I like this. So, me and Mally are on the stage. Yeah, we're on the stage. We're chilling, dance, blah, blah, blah. We literally saw two girls. You pointed at them. And then you said, Jason, follow me. I was like, okay, whatever, man. Mind you, I'm green. I'm like, I'm kind of nervous. I'm uncomfortable, blah, blah. I don't know what you said to her, but you pull her out of nowhere. And now I'm left with the other girl. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, I turn around. Malcolm's making out with her. I'm like, what just happened? I turn back around, Will. Then the girl starts making out with me. Sloppiest kiss, sloppiest, nastiest kiss I've ever had in my life. I immediately went to Malcolm. I said, what just happened?
I said, what? I said, welcome to Rutgers.
It was so nasty, bro. I was like, yo, I gotta get that checked out, man.
I said, I don't know what just happened, but do you want to do it again? Like, this is before we started doing this.
Right, 2 minutes.
That's kind of how easy it was to like pick up girls at Rutgers.
For real,
I literally went like this.
For real, he just pointed and just went, and I'm like,
I said, Jason,
doing?
Come on, hop the fuck the stage.
Oh my gosh, that was fire.
You know what's crazy? I remember exactly who they were too.
Do you? I don't remember at all.
Shout out y'all. I know exactly who you are.
That's crazy. But yeah, that made me want to keep going back to Rutgers.
I said, Jason, it could be like this all the time.
Yeah. Like, I honestly wish I party more with you guys.
It was fun.
Yeah, it really was.
Fun times.
Good times. But what about you, Will? What's the craziest thing you've seen at a college party?
Also, shout out to the person you said got trampled by that frat.
He tried to deny it. He said, nah, that didn't happen. Man, you lucky I don't have it on video, son.
I hope I can find that video of that Swanton bomb.
You have to. I actually want to see that.
I don't really know. I'll probably say the most or probably one of the experiences that I never expected to see at like a party or an event. Because I didn't really go to that many college parties, so I haven't really experienced as much as what you guys were sharing. Uh-huh. But I did witness, let's say, you know, when frats get in the line, they start strolling, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm not gonna do it.
Don't do it.
That's gonna get us in trouble.
Yes. Don't do
if
it.
You get, and as Jason said, you know, once you hear the whistle, you gotta get out the way. You don't stay and you wait to see what happens. You just get out the way. So there was these two fraternities, on line by line, side by side, and they were strolling, and one of the fraternities was starting to get close to the other line.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
So
oh, no.
That'd be a stomp the yard?
Yeah. So
that's what I thought too. That's what I thought too.
So
we're at your gravy. That's what I thought about.
No way. Pork chop. So the one line was strolling, and then the other line was strolling right next to them, and the guy got too close.
Oh boy.
So the guy from the other, so let's say the right and then the left. So the guy in the left was getting too close to the right lane.
Okay.
The right line.
Gotcha.
So the person in the right line saw him and decided to pick him up and bring him over to the right lane. Oh, and he continued to stroll and then bring him back over.
That is, and continued so to stroll.
I was like,
"You got to fight at
that point." Wow. Oh. That's what's happening.
I got to put pause.
He picked him up?
Picked him up. not like he picked him up and scooped him. He picked him up from both arms and said, "Excuse me." Continue strolling, and they said, "All right." I was like,
"You let him do that to you, dog?"
Wow.
In front of everybody?
In front of everybody.
That's got to be pause. I got to put pause on it.
Yeah, that's got to fight. Like, oh, man.
You're going to have to see me.
Speaking of frats, what was your favorite sorority? Who was your favorite, like, sorority? Who had, like, the prettiest girls?
I feel like we're going to have different answers on this.
We are.
Yikes.
We're going to have different answers on this.
Oh, man. You start, Bally. You start.
No, because I'm going to get in trouble, so you guys start. Huh?
Oh, okay. I'm picking up what you put down.
Yes, exactly.
You go.
Jason, why don't you go first?
Oh, my favorite?
Yeah.
My favorite sorority, I can't. They just do things to me. It's the Cuzzies.
The who?
The Cuzzies.
What is that? Are they a part of the Divine now?
They just do something to me. No, they're not. But oh my god, they just had so many fine girls. So many fine girls. Oh my gosh, I fell in love with one of them.
Damn.
Oh wow.
I did. Mm-hmm. I was walking by while they were doing their what's it called, probate.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna discuss this after the episode.
She had no makeup on, whatever. But we locked eyes for a second, and my heart was pounding.
We're gonna discuss this because we're gonna
wimp to talk to her.
We're gonna go upstairs and go on Instagram and find her.
I am still following her. Sorry, yeah, she fine. Ooh,
what about you?
But shout out to Cuzzies.
why he clear his throat?
For real.
So I'm gonna also agree with Jason.
Okay.
To me personally, I think that if I see Cuzzies at your school and they don't look good, there's a problem.
Mm.
Cuzzies?
Okay. Cuzzies, yes. Yeah.
Like C-U-Z-Z?
No, C-U-S-S-I-E.
Mm-hmm. Cuzzies.
Mm-hmm. The Latina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorority.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Malcolm, your turn.
The Deltas.
Yeah, that's because your mom, Deltas. Your sister's a Delta.
Of course. Shout out the Deltas.
I do like Deltas, too. I can hold you. I do
the
like
Deltas. Deltas. Shout out them. But my cousins are also like AKAs, so shout out them as well. Okay. Unfortunately, didn't have any of y'all on my campus.
Wait, why not?
There was literally no members of the Divine. Alphas, I think, were on my campus for one semester. Then they got kicked off.
For what?
Dog walking people into the... Into the dining hall.
Yes. They were what?
So, are you able to share?
Dog that? Walking people into the dining hall. Did you hear that?
they put leashes on grown men.
On pledges, yeah.
And walked them into the dining hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
I will never
forget
that.
They thought that was a good idea?
And they got kicked off promptly. Promptly.
I would think so.
So, yeah. There was never any members of the Divine Nine on my campus.
No Kappas? No.
Not at Rutgers. Which is crazy because you go to Livingston, you could still see like their headstones. Like the rocks that they have their letters on, you could still find
tombstones.
Them. at this point,
it's not on campus.
Can't, my favorite sorority on College Ave. Shout out the ladies of SDT, Sigma, Delta, Tau. Yeah.
Was that your sister?
No, but that's who I was sweetheart for. So shout out.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember that.
Remember you put together I said, Jason, I need you to put together a music mashup for me.
I was like, for what? He's like, I'm going to perform. I'm like, okay.
You send it over to me and I danced.
And my man won.
And I won. Won the whole competition. Had a whole picture of me giving flowers with my leg perked up. Like I was like Romeo or some shit.
Okay. Mm. I mean, it was a celebrity though, because then all of a sudden afterwards we went on campus. I was with Malcolm, and then I random girls like, "Is that Mally? Is that Matt?" I'm like, "What are you? Who are you? What's going on?" Nah, don't look away. Don't look away. I'm a celebrity out here.
This didn't happen. He's a popular guy.
Sweetheart.
He's a popular guy.
Loverboy Mally.
Listen. Loverboy Mally keeps getting his heart broken. So clearly I need to become.
There's a problem.
So clearly I need to become Dickhead Mally.
Nah.
Clearly.
We don't want
clearly,
that.
Clearly I need to become Asshole Mally, because Loverboy Mally just has his heart broken into pieces. You know what I'm saying?
So, JC, would you say that Mally was the man on campus?
Nah.
Well, from my perspective, yes.
Okay.
Like, I hung out with him, and people were just coming up to Malcolm all the time, so.
Oh, wow.
He knew a lot of people.
Oh, he knew a lot of people.
And that's, like, the total opposite of my college experience, where I was just a hermit. I didn't talk to people much.
I feel that.
So I went, you know, I'm like, yo, this guy right here, I got to go to Rutgers, hang out with Mally.
Turn that shit around.
A lot of people. And people from SP try to hit you up and try to get into parties.
Hell yeah, they did.
Did you let him?
No, I didn't.
I mean, it was gatekeeping, bro.
No, they did not.
Like, yeah, you pretty. Can you come in?
They said, yo, Mally, we about to pull up. Pull up where?
Pull up where?
To the frat house. What frat house? Yours. Shit. Oh, good luck, because, like, you're not getting in. Yo, we know Malcolm.
Oh,
who? I'd be at the door. They'd be like, yo, what's good, Malcolm?
Dang.
Do I know you?
That's right.
Excuse me, sir. Granddad, is that
is
you?
That you?
You looking
real recognized, real granddad.
You looking real unfamiliar.
Yeah,
college was fun, but
Well, since you talking about your experience of how fun it was, so if you had to rate your experience from 1 out of 5 red solo cups, what would you give it?
1.
1 out of 5.
1 out of 5.
1 out of 5.
Yes. Cause that shit is a scam.
That's funny.
Had fun,
but for the experience,
the experience. 3. Kind of wish Rutgers was a little smaller.
Why is that?
Because I feel like there's opportunities that I missed on other campuses because I spent so much time on College Avenue.
Okay.
Like I wish I would have went to the more multicultural things on Livingston. I wish I would have experienced more of the, I guess, the agricultural things on. Okay. Cook Douglas, which the one campus I would never go to was Cook Douglas because it was just out of the way.
Oh.
So yeah, like I wish I did more than just party, but I'm not upset because you know, I did party. So
like, good experience. Yeah, you got good memories out of it.
Like I wish I did more with like clubs and stuff. Like I took a bachata class once.
Did you?
Yeah, in college. I took the
bachata class once.
There was a girl I was trying to.
Of course.
Of course.
Didn't work out.
Wow. Sorry.
So, Jason, your experience.
What would I rate it?
1 out of 5 solo cups.
Got to be 1 since he don't got no Willie P stuff.
Nah, I didn't. I actually did not enjoy my experience. Like, I went there to do what I had to do, got the degree, and that was it. Like, okay. All my social experience was more like.
Deuces!
Yeah, I was out. But
I tried to get this man to come to Rutgers all the time.
I didn't go enough. But academically, like, you know, learning sound engineering and stuff, I do appreciate that program. Like, that program was dope. Like, shout out to Professor Kirzner, because he laid out the land for me. And just, it was good. I appreciated that part.
That's the one thing you guys have over me. I don't remember a single one of my professors' names.
No?
No, not one.
Yeah. Well, he was major specific to that. And
even my major specific ones.
The dropout rate was like 80% for sound engineering. So for me to finish it was like a huge accomplishment. But if I had to go back and do it again, like, nah. I wouldn't have gone to school for what I do. I would have just spent time networking and being out in the field.
So what would be, was it just 1?
Yeah, I would say 1. Because even the experience, like, I didn't do anything on campus but make music. Yeah, I mean, I should have went out more. I should have hung out with the guys. I should have, you know, spent time with people, and I just didn't.
Okay.
I was a hermit. I stayed in the dorm all the time.
What about you?
I would say 3 out of 5. I had a lot of jobs on campus. Safety patrol. I'm going to keep breaking it up. Safety patrol.
You almost had me there.
Stupid.
So yeah, safety patrol.
You're very involved.
Orientation leader, student ambassador, RA. had a lot of jobs on campus. I was
That's one thing I wish I did. All right, but that I was drinking way too much to be responsible
about the people.
Yes, and you had to be there all the time. Yeah, no, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So Shout out to the artists.
3 out of 5
Okay.
3 out of 5
Okay. No, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing bad. So yeah, shout out to all you guys that are going to college right now. My biggest tips for you guys would be make sure you get your shit done. Don't slack off. But most importantly, have a good time.
Because it goes quick.
Because that time, sure flies. And don't, and for the people that are in high school, don't feel obligated that you need to go to college. If you want to learn a trade, if you want to do something else, there's plenty of options out there. College is not for everybody. Don't feel forced to go to college. But if you do decide to go to college and you live in New Jersey, trust me, we all have the same mindset. I don't want to go to Rutgers. It's close to home. Listen, you're close enough to home where you can go there and get a good meal and do your laundry for free, but you're far enough away where your parents will never bother you. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, that's good.
Any tips, guys?
Yeah, Jason, what's your tip?
Don't go to Willie B.
that's his tip, yeah, for sure.
Nah, I would say, like, try your best to figure out what you want to do. Like, I know that's easier said than done, but I think a lot of people go to college and then wind up like wasting a lot of money for something that's like they're not going to do anything with after college. They just spent 4 years in the college and now you have to pay all that bread back pretty much for a major that you didn't use. So I would say try to find something that you're remotely interested in.
Yeah,
because
I sure don't use a single goddamn thing that I learned in college at my job now.
Like, I don't even use that at all. So
I do have appreciation for theater though. So shout out theater appreciation.
Oh, nice. Okay. What about you, Will?
I would say network. As soon as you get there, try to meet some people. You know, networking is very important while being on college campuses. Absolutely. Another thing, meet people that shares your same interests. So, like, if you want to do certain things, like, let's say bowling, find a bowling club. Find people that's in your interest because that'll keep you wanting to go outside. Because I heard a lot of people that would be on campus be like, I just stay in my room.
Yeah.
Why do you stay in your room? Well, I feel like there's nothing here for me to do. Yeah, okay, what do you like to do? I like playing games. Go to the arcade. The arcade got a million people that's in there every single day that just plays games all day. So you'll meet people. You just have to go outside to find who the people that you want to meet. And lastly, if you are, like Mally said, if you're from high school trying to go into college, and let's say you don't really know exactly what you want to do yet, my best recommendation, go to a community college. A lot of people always talk down on community college, like, why go there? You could go there for your first 2 years, figure out what you want to do.
Save that bread.
Save the bread, but most importantly, and then go to the four-year college and really get your experience. Because a lot of times people go there their freshman year. You could go to Rutgers your first year, and you'd be like, I don't know what I want to do.
Right.
You spent your first year partying the whole time and never figured out what you wanted to do. You lost money. Your parents mad because now they're spending money on you, and you're not doing nothing. You'd be in a community college. So those are my tips.
Oh, you made a good point. It made me think of something like, understand what kind of school you're going to. We're at a commuter school. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know what that meant.
That's true.
We're at, like, I would say, what, 80% of the population, student population, was commuters.
Mm-hmm.
So you would see somebody in the class, and you would never see them again after that class is over.
For sure.
And so I think that impacts the way that, you
start following people home.
Okay.
That's how you make connections.
You always take a left, man. You with me, people. And then you just go left.
Said, listen, dude, I'm tired of seeing you only on Tuesdays. Right, what are you doing right now?
What are you doing? Come walk with me. Yeah,
Walk with me, gang. Walk with me.
Walk with me.
But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to y'all Willie P guys. Our experiences were 100% different. Two different ends of the spectrum. But at least in college, you guys had to pay to get in to parties, didn't you? Yes.
It depends.
Yes, Will. Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes.
Sadly.
Yeah. So like I didn't have to pay to get into any of any party because they were our parties. So like now going to clubs, like real quick, would you still pay to get into a club? Like I get annoyed that I have to pay 20 beans just to get into a club now. I miss the days where I didn't have to pay shit. And I could just walk in.
I never experienced that until we went to Austin.
Oh, yeah. Austin, we didn't have to pay a dime for any
of
the clubs.
And I was shocked.
I was like, nothing?
And Will,
I was like,
when I tell you I was
free?
Lighter, when I tell you, like, my dance moves were just, you know, they were lighter, mm-hmm. so I didn't have to pay to get in.
When I told you I bought everybody shots because I didn't have to pay to get in.
Which doesn't make, like, mathematical sense. Like, we didn't have to get in. So he's like, bet, so I'm going to start spending $60. I'm like, how does that make sense?
Because instead of spending $20 to get in, that $20 is now making that $80 drink $60.
That's stupid.
Girl math.
Girl math. Wow.
Oh man, but yeah.
No, I feel that. I definitely would say that right now I really wouldn't want to pay. I really wouldn't want to pay. Like, so there's
believe it or not, New Jersey's like one of the only places and New York. New Jersey's one of the only places that charges you to live, really. You gotta pay to get on the beach.
Everything.
You gotta pay to drive on the highway.
Everything. You gotta pay to park.
You gotta pay to park.
You gotta pay the toll.
Yep. You gotta pay to get into places. New Jersey and New York, they look like the main places that do that shit.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. The headache.
Shout out New Jersey. Fuck you guys. You can't drive. Like areas too crowded. Like, yeah. Leave. Get out. Like shit. No, I'm not gonna go off. I went off already. Part two. I'm gonna
give the viewers a break, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm actually gonna come to a close for this college episode before I start going crazy. So this has been your representative of the RU Scarlet Knights, Mally K. That's MALII_K. A. Are you rah, rah? Are you why? You already know the vibes. Like and subscribe if you feel the vibe. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. You already know. Make sure you hit the button. Subscribe if you rocking with us and follow us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be here for a while, so you might as well get used to it. And Will, you know the drill.
Hey, man, it's your boy Will with the visuals. I am Will_visuals. I am Will_visuals. Mr. Willie P, come on now. But before we get to Jason, we didn't do this earlier, and I really want to let people know. Jason, could you please tell us how many times we're dropping?
Every single week.
Every week.
What are y'all doing?
Every week. Every week.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music.
Also, shout out to Jason, whose eyes are better. Yeah.
Yeah. Real eyeballs.
White eyeballs.
Got rid of that Zika virus.
This has been Talk to Me Nice
and We're Out.
Why you keep telling people that, yo?
The Zika virus?
It's not the Zika virus.